I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The guy is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and I saw their great big banner out at the airport last night. He's Daryl Ryder. Hello, D.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm not looking forward to watching the Browns offense in 7-degree temperatures. That's how I am.
Well, I am because I'm going to be watching it on a 70-inch TV from the comfort of my home office.
It's good to be Daryl Ryder now, isn't it?
You got a plan there.
See, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, the glass is half full. I know it's mid-December. It's cold. It's wet and rainy and snowy and all that stuff outside. So you know what? You got to look at, you know, you got to look the glass half full. Pretty soon the sun's going to start setting later and later, and it's going to warm up. But that's like not for another 3-4 months.
Valid point. Let's go back to Kevin Stefanski real quick. I thought his comment about a lot of the on schedule, off schedule, you know, and as Andy and I said, okay, so that's the play we called, and here's the play after it broke down. But he said more quarterback movement on schedule. You think that would? What do you think that would look like with Shadur, and do you think it's a good idea?
I think you just let Shadur be Shadur. I mean, you definitely have this structure, built into the offense, but you've got to let him play in a way that he's comfortable with, which a lot of times involves some off-schedule stuff. So I don't know what, you know, I mean, I guess the on schedule is a lot of what we've seen over the years with Stefanski, right? But Shadur is a mobile quarterback. He can extend plays. And for me, I think the key for Shadur, there's a couple of things. One, the footwork, the drops, making sure that those are as close to precise as they can be, right, for going through the progression. But then also, too, and we talked to Shadur in the locker room about this too, is when to learn to fight another day, or in this case, another down, right? When it's not there, just throw it away. The play's over. It is what it is. You move on to the next one. He talked about learning from taking a sack that takes you out of field goal range versus now putting himself in a position where, okay, he's trying to make something happen, but feels like the play's over, so he throws it away and they're able to kick the field goal. And so you're seeing week to week with him these little details within the game of growth with him. So I'm not all that concerned about on schedule right now when it comes to Shadur, because again, you're seeing growth with him on a week to week basis. Now, I don't know how much growth you're going to see on Sunday when it's, you know, wind chills are going to be in the negative digits, right? And he was asked about that. I mean, he's trying not to think about it because, as he put it, that's negative thinking, and you don't want to go down that path. But obviously, weather is going to be a factor this Sunday, and it's going to affect the passing game and what they're able to do. And again, he just has to understand that he can't force things. But this is a kid that played at Colorado. okay, it's not sunny in 75 in Colorado all the time. He's played in the elements before, and he's played well in the elements. Just look to last week when it snowed pretty much the entire game, and he accounted for 4 touchdowns.
All right, let me throw this at you, because the folks outside of Area 51 are saying the conspiracy is that the Browns waited this long to name him the quarterback because they've got 4 tough opponents ahead of them. Are you buying or selling the conspiracy theory that the Browns are setting him up to fail?
There is just a lot of really stupid discourse when it comes to Shador, surrounding Shador right now. It's off the rails. It really is. That just might be some of the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. I've heard a lot of dumb stuff in the last 3 months. Look, you look at his first 3.5 starts. What did they set him up to fail? Cause they started him against the Tennessee Titans too. Like that's who's on the schedule. Like I don't get it. And unfortunately we give it oxygen because of the people that are saying it, but it's just an unfortunate state that our business is in at times, where you have things said like that and it spreads like wildfire and people actually believe that. No one's more invested in wanting Shador Sanders to succeed than the Cleveland Browns. Okay. This is a franchise that hasn't found a quarterback since Bernie Kosar. Okay. Not even by accident. They're not going to be going out of their way to put this kid in a spot to where he's just going to fall flat on his face just so they can run around and say, I told you so. That's just the dumbest thing in the world.
Earlier in the show, we took a look at the first 3 starts of a bunch of the rookie quarterbacks since 2012. And I was just kind of curious more than anything. So I ended up writing some things down and putting some things together. And it was this. Mm-hmm. I thought this is why all the Shador fans need to relax a little and not throw the team and everything else under the bus. And it's why Shador detractors, if there are any still out there, need to take it easy on him. And
in communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Let him play. Clearly, the 2 best rookie quarterbacks, Daryl, that this team has had in their first 3 starts were Baker Mayfield and Cody Kessler. And and it wasn't even close. Kessler was damn good, which goes to show how fleeting this can be. And it also goes to show that...
It might be the saddest thing you've said, Jeff.
Daryl.
And truthful.
Daryl, it was weird. Kessler was good. It was weird. I'll email you the numbers. You'll laugh. But
I know. I know.
It's like, okay, everybody, he did really well in the 3rd game. Let's hope he can build on it. Let's keep our fingers crossed. It would be awesome. Let's go. But everybody on both sides of this whole debate, just let him get settled in. Let his teammates get used to him. Let the coaches get used to coaching him.
Instant gratification, prisoner of the moment environment. Every game is a referendum on whether or not this kid is going to make it, right? And it is what it is. There are things that come into play. The fact that he has come this far this fast, it's great. Is he there yet? No, but there's just so many positives with what he is doing right now, and that's not to sit here and say that he's going to be the starter for the next 12 to 15 years here. Okay. But I think it, you have to be fair and objective about it and call it the way you see it. He's played well.
Sure.
He hasn't been perfect. There are things he needs to clean up, but he's played well and he's shown growth. I keep pointing to that. I think we talked about yesterday that touchdown to Jerry Jeudy. A week ago, Jerry was chewing him out on the sidelines in his face, right? Similar situation, boom, this time it goes for a 60-yard touchdown. The sack, instead of a sack, he makes sure that he throws it away so they can at least kick a field goal and get 3 points out of it. Like, these are little details that, you have to point out. And he's going to continue to make some mistakes. The interception, that was a horrible decision. He has acknowledged that multiple times. He knows that. And you learn by doing. And if he ends up, I'm looking at the glass half full in this situation. I'm not trying to put too much on the kid as a fifth round pick. And because of like just who he is, he's a lightning rod for attention and all those things. But like, I'm looking at the glass half full. If they can find something with this kid, it could be their Tom Brady lottery ticket.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
And those don't get cashed very often, Daryl.
No. And I am convinced, and I have said this, this is how the Browns are going to find their franchise quarterback. It's not going to be in the first round of the draft because there's so much pressure that comes with that and so much attention and all that, right? It's just, this is how they're going to do it. It's going to be on accident. It's going to fall into their lap type of a thing. And I'm not saying that that's what's happening here, but I just feel so good and positive about him and what I've seen from him that I can't wait to see more while also recognizing the weather's going to stink on Sunday. So I'm not going to hold that game against him. I'm curious to see how he's going to handle the elements and all that kind of thing, right? Probably going to get real conservative with things, but especially against the Chicago Bears team that turns the football over the way they do. They're plus 17. They have 18 interceptions. Just ridiculous what that Bears defense is doing. So going to have to be very, very careful in those elements. But, if he has a bad game on Sunday, like, that doesn't mean his career is over. So I think sometimes we just need to kind of take a step back.
And that's what people need to remember, too, Darryl.
Let me ask you this question because it's floating around there nationally. Is Cleveland the wrong place for Shador?
No, I don't think so. Remains to be seen what's going to happen with Kevin Stefanski, right? I mean, we've had the Tommy Reese stories out there, how a couple of college programs, including Penn State, have taken a look at him, which, that's not a negative. That's a positive. That's showing respect for his ability. If he is able to play well here, he won't be buying many dinners for the rest of his life, right? I mean, let's be honest about it. So, no, is Cleveland a hard place to win? Yes. Has Cleveland had periods of instability? And absolutely they have. But, this is year six for Stefanski and Barry. So even if changes are made this offseason, I don't think it's fair to fall back into the ownership, can't stand by anyone, ownership is, knee-jerk reaction to everything, and that narrative that'll pop up. I don't think that that's a fair narrative when you go 6 years with a head coach and a GM combination. So, no, I don't think that Cleveland's the wrong spot for him. I don't think that it's impossible for him to be successful here. Are there things that happen here that complicate that ability? Yes, I will definitely acknowledge that. But he can absolutely be successful here.
Daryl, thank you, buddy.
You bet, guys.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.